This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Now, one thing I didn't mention in the when I was talking to Paloma is that I think in a lot of cases, given the attitude that some people in this country have, that you know it's going to be very hard to get the country into one mindset. Okay? And let's talk about two cities. Two cities that, by the way, the California and New York governors, even the New Jersey governor, has praised the president for the way he's handled this. And the president has done very, very well handling this. And he's not been perfect in managing this, because this is a little bit like warfare. It is a fluid situation. And the other thing, the part that you have to take into consideration with this is that perfection in these situations is an illusion. There is no way to be perfect in it and genuine at the same time. Right now, we know, for example, that we supposedly have more cases than China. From the start, the available information about this has been fluid, whether because of China's lies or the inherent variability of an unknown virus or the different outcomes in different nations. If we were to know how many cases we've actually had, this didn't become a thing till the end of January. This didn't become a big thing until the end of January, but it was happening then. It was happening in December. And we had Chinese tourists coming over here then. It was being spread over here then. So we didn't know at the time how much, how contagious this was, primarily because a lot of people were getting it and it wasn't really amounting to anything. We also know that in China, in a number of cases, people have, it turned out that people tested positive for the flu and coronavirus at the same time, or in some cases, just the flu, because there wasn't a coronavirus test at the time. So this got put off in a lot of ways. In January, as you recall, we were all focused on the impeachment, including the president. So the fact that he pivoted on this as fast as he did is very, very good. Now, Trump is a naturally proactive person, and he has been responsive in essential ways to this black swan that is the coronavirus. And his two most significant moves were to ban flights from China and then Europe. And he took other steps as well. He cut the red tape that was preventing the U.S. from having functional test kits. And he also harnessed the American private sector in a way that hasn't been done since World War II. You've got Ford Motor Company making respirators. You've got the MyPillow guy making masks. Brooks Brothers, the men's haberdasher, is making masks. This way. And see, a lot of this was precipitated by the Obama administration and their negligence. We're coming up to speed with this N95 mask thing. Now, the Democratic response to the coronavirus thing has been to complain about Trump. That is the Democrats that are in Congress, not necessarily the Democrats that are sitting in governorships. Some of them, yeah, like the governor of Michigan. She's been very critical. But they only have time to be critical of the president when they're not panicking about shortages of masks and respirators. And those sort of shortages are especially concerning in New York and California, two of the states hardest hit by the coronavirus epidemic, primarily because they have such dense populations. The very thing that makes the left so happy, which is people stacked on top of each other, also means disease vectors to your left, to your right, in front, and behind. So what's so fascinating here is that both New York and California sowed the seeds of their own destruction when they failed to take necessary steps to replenish supplies that got diminished when H1N1 hit America. That virus, which occurred on Obama's watch, made 60.8 million Americans sick. It resulted in 274,000 hospitalizations, and it killed 12,469 people without a peep from the media. Not all epidemics are created equal. Now, let's get back to California and New York. For example, in California, they're talking about the mayor of L.A., Garcetti. If he had access to three mobile 200-bed hospitals with ICU units and surgical suites, 50 million N95 respirators, 2,400 portable ventilators and kits to set up 21,000 additional patient beds wherever they were needed, he would probably feel a bit more prepared to handle the predicted onslaught. But they had that system. California had that system in place. And that was put together by the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in 2006. He went and looked at the Gulf Coast after Katrina. And he was concerned about a possible bird flu pandemic and knowing that devastating earthquakes and wanted, you know, he wanted to prepare the state for future calamities. He enlisted Dr. Carlos Aristigueta, who served as his emergency medical director from 2005-2007. And they put together these 200-bed mobile hospitals. And he said they were not like MASH channel TV. They were fully insulated, HVAC-equipped, semi-permanent tents. They had ventilators, a full complement of medications, and they would roll out on 18-wheelers with a highway patrol escort. They had sleeping quarters for the staff. It was really comprehensive. During the 2008 recession, state revenues plummeted, and the state faced a $26 billion budget deficit by the time Schwarzenegger left office. So Governor Jerry Brown cut the system in 2011, sarcastically remarking that the programs that had been set up to counter a potential influenza pandemic had not occurred. By that time, they had already spent $5 billion on their high-speed rail. This was something to connect L.A. to the San Francisco Bay Area, but only a few miles of track had been laid, and they needed an estimated $75 billion to complete the project. They also spend 17% of their budget on illegal aliens, and they've paid for a sex change in prison. They have an emergency stockpile of 21 million N95 respirators, but they're technically past their expiration dates, and that's not really meaningful. Regulations require that they put expiration dates on drugs and some supplies, but those dates are usually irrelevant. 21 million they have. And I don't really know how much those can break down. But they have to, you know, it's by reg they have to put them on there. So it depends on when they were built. And there's probably a guideline that says once they're manufactured, they can only be considered, their shelf life can only go this far. New York is no better. In November 2015, the State Task Force on Life and Law published ventilator allocation guidelines, and they stated it had prepared these guidelines because pandemic influenza is a foreseeable threat. So they didn't have the money to pay for that. They do have the they find money to pay for 750,000 plus illegal aliens, and they pay for transgender surgery in New York City. So, this federal system is predicated on the states being responsible for themselves while the federal government is responsible for the nation as a whole. And Democrat-run states, though, they fund all sorts of politically correct initiatives that they forget that their core responsibility is to their citizens in the event of an emergency. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. Among the many illogical things that the left have tried to include in bills and policies when dealing with the Chinese Wuhan stir-fry-and-die pandemic is to try to repeal our gun rights under the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Various jurisdictions have decided that places like gun shops and firing ranges are non-essential businesses, even as
you know, they make our communities more dangerous as they do it by releasing criminals early and ordering police to ignore certain crimes in the name of fighting the pandemic. Self-defense in a time of social unrest and economic uncertainty is considered unnecessary by them, although they've never been in a dire situation. They'd probably have a different opinion if they had, but, you know, it's like they believe the criminals are going to social distance themselves from their victims, which that would be, I guess that would work. Now, the left continues to prattle on about abortion being a constitutional right, even though it is mentioned nowhere in the Constitution. But the right to keep and bear arms is mentioned in the Constitution, but those who say abortion is essential say gun ownership is not. And I'm still looking for a woman that has been to Planned Parenthood for a bad ankle or, you know, a dislocated hip or something. You know, something like that. For women's health. But I digress. According to them, we must be able to end the life of the unborn, even as some jurisdictions are saying having a gun to protect the lives of our families in these uncertain times is non-essential. Close the gun shops, but keep the abortion clinics open, is the logic of the leftist warped mind. So Trump has given us yet another reason to be grateful we elected him, as his administration declares that fighting a pandemic does not justify shredding the Constitution. And Paloma was right about that. The Second Amendment, as we try to practice it, is the last true vestige of what the founders wanted. We are the ones closest to what the founders envisioned. More so than anybody that's a First Amendment supporter, because, you know, language has largely been hijacked by the left. The very fact that they call themselves liberal is, in fact, a hijacking, because a liberal is for liberty, not for progressivism. So the Department of Homeland Security released updated guidelines, and that's really all they can do is release updated guidelines. They could go, they could take it a step further, but I mean, here's the reality of this, okay? And this is not me trying to give any politicians. I got no use for. I'm coming to that conclusion very slowly. I don't really have any use for them simply because they make everything bad. They make it worse. But trying to get something through politicians, through Congress, would take way too much time, and we have to deal with Pelosi. So this is the best we could get, is guidelines. It should be, what we should be doing is walking in there. They should be walking in there saying, okay, this is the way it's going to be. And anybody that doesn't want to do it that way, that's fine. We'll be coming in here, we'll be taking your attorney general and your governor and your lieutenant governor and anybody else that has anything to do with implementing the law, and we'll be taking you into custody. But we're not going to get that today. So what they did was they signaled them. They have signaled them. And this is important. This is an important thing to point out. They have signaled that they see the Second Amendment as necessary. That'll be a chip that we're going to get to play later on down the road. They named gun manufacturers and retailers as essential on Saturday, which means they are to stay open and operational nationwide during a Chinese coronavirus shutdown. Their guidelines list as essential workers supporting the manufacturing of safety equipment and uniforms for law enforcement, public safety personnel, and first responders. Workers supporting the operation firearm or ammunition product manufacturers, retailers, importers, distributors, and shooting ranges. And that came just days after Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey laughed in the face of a man who expressed concern that the statewide shutdown in New Jersey had put an end to gun sales, thereby eliminating the ability to get a firearm for self-defense. Breitbart News reported the concerned man asking Murphy, if less guns reduce crime, will you give up your personal bodyguards? Murphy responded by intimating that he and the citizen had a philosophical difference in the role guns play and the governor believing a safer society had fewer guns, not more guns, and the guns that do exist in the hands of the right people, particularly trained members of law enforcement, which they throw under the bus on a regular basis. This is an Animal Farm mentality of politicians who insist that everyone is equal, but they are more equal than others. They're more important, therefore more deserving of protection, so exceptions for them can be made, but not for the housewife in Des Moines about to be raped or the family in Boise slain by an intruder. A pandemic does not change our constitutional rights or the need to defend ourselves, our property, and our family against any kind of predator. We're being told to shelter in place, self-quarantine, and threatened with arrest if we do so much as try to go to church on Sunday, but in order to protect us politicians, are insisting on releasing criminals who are already quarantined and not making new arrests for certain crimes. In San Francisco, their public defender, Manohar Raju, is calling on police to stop arrests and citations for crimes, including some serious felonies. The new directive is telling police to leave all crime alone except for what is seen as nonviolent. And the same public defender, Raju, has also called for a mass release of inmates who may be more vulnerable to the newest Chinese virus. And it's just, you know, that Raju is just following the model put forth by other cities. In Philadelphia, they used a nonprofit bail fund to release 40 individuals. And these volunteers met these newly released outside the jails with transit passes and gift cards. Very nice. So, the left is worried because they don't get to disarm us now. And that's always disarming us and making us vulnerable to the predators has always been one of their big things because they can call for more as we die. And they've already put the nation at risk with other sensible gun common sense registration regulations and everything. The gun-free zone, all that other stuff. So at least we're going in the right direction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says help is coming for small business owners.
Today, the Treasury Department and Small Business Administration announced further details on the Paycheck Protection Program, which was made possible by the $2 trillion relief bill I signed into law last week. These loans will be forgiven as long as businesses keep paying their workers. This includes sole proprietors and independent contractors.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says Americans should prepare for 100,000 people to die from the coronavirus.
As sobering a number as that is, we should be prepared for it. Is it going to be that much? I hope not, and I think the more we push on the mitigation, the less likelihood it would be that number.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Anybody out there when you grew up? Is there anybody out there that was a bag boy by chance? Bag boy. My first job was a bag boy for a grocery chain called Winn-Dixie that existed in the Southeast. My father worked there. At that time, cashier would pass it to us, and we would bag it up in paper bags back in the day. And the paper bags would be recycled. They would be reused, for like book covers for school. I had quite a few book covers like that. Sometimes I'd use it for storage. Sometimes you could cut it up and wrap packages with it. So a paper bag got many uses. And, you know, plastic bags get reused as well, single-use plastic bags. Then California, with a K, decided to change. They decided to ban the bag. The reason given was that the paper and plastic bags destroyed the environment. Paper bags were guilty because they killed trees. Plastic bags were guilty because they polluted waterways. Now, it did not matter that the trees used to make these paper bags were carefully replenished trees rather than from some virgin forest. And it didn't matter that the bags polluting waterways didn't come from America. They came from Asia and Africa. Facts never matter. Gaia was hurting, so we all had to suffer. One of the most irritating things about the ban was that while stores could still provide bags, now you had to pay a dime for them. So in other words, consumers were suddenly being taxed for a harmless product they once received for free. And at the same time, the bags we were now forced to pay for also became more fragile, and therefore they were harder to put to secondary uses. They usually ripped by the time they entered the house. The real problem, though, was that the reusable bags that replace plastic and paper are disease vectors. Something that all politicians banning them knew, or should have known. Now, San Francisco, of course, was the American city that, led the way on that one. They led the way in 2007. And not long afterward, a study revealed that the bans increased by 50%, the number of deaths by 50%, like I said, the number of deaths from foodborne illnesses. That's significant, isn't it? Researchers in America found that a ban on plastic bags in San Francisco in 2007 increased deaths from food poisoning. Economists at the University of Pennsylvania investigated deaths and emergency admissions to hospitals from intestinal infectious diseases in the wake of a ban on bags, and it concluded that as a result of the ban, San Francisco saw between 5.4 and 15.8 additional fatalities in a year from illnesses caused by food bugs. According to professors Jonathan Click and Joshua Wright, they said, "We find that both deaths and emergency room visits spiked as soon as the ban went into effect. Relative to other counties, deaths in San Francisco increased by 50 to 100%, and ER visits increased by a comparable amount." They added that subsequent bans by other cities in California appear to be associated with similar effects, and this suggests that the plastic bag ban generated serious public health concerns. Now, the obvious answer to the salmonella and E. coli problem would be to wash the bags with bleach after every use. But this would raise, to a very high level, the inconvenience from schlepping the reusable bags that few people would make the effort. And in in chronically drought-ridden California, where you're held to 55 gallons a day of water, sometimes that means the difference between taking a bath and washing your clothes. With the coronavirus, which is, that's a Xerox term, you get that, right? This is COV2, SARS-CoV-2, or COVID-19, whichever one you want to call it. Coronavirus is a category of viruses. The risk associated with reusable bags has escalated to a whole new level. And now, as we come full circle, now stores are beginning to ban their use. Safeway and Albertsons, two California grocery chains, say if you bring your own bag, employees will not be able to touch them or fill them, so you'll have to do your own bagging. Some stores like the Safeway at 6310 College Avenue in Oakland have a large sign informing customers of the policy change. At others, you might not learn about it until the cashier rings you up. The policy is not unique to supermarkets. Trader Joe's, Total Wine and More, Target, and dollar stores are reportedly following similar procedures. At Trader Joe's, they'll double bag you in paper bags with handles. Very nice paper bags. For free. Some stores are also reserving the right to decline customers' reusable bags and give them paper or plastic bags at no charge. Now stores are worried that reusable bags might endanger both employees and customers because they could potentially transmit SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. One of the things that I'm seeing as a trend is all of these little leftist tropes that they had to push, are either causing it to be worse or falling by the wayside as a result of how impractical they are to actually put them in place. So, and I mean, think about it. Densely populated cities, public transportation, carpooling, reusable bags, all of them are proving to be harbingers of disease and death. I mean, we were already seeing that. So this is the thing. I was watching California and San Francisco and L.A. in particular because they are such a pestilence ridden two areas in a big state. And I was thinking we were going to see something positively archaic come out of them. And, of course, we're not now because we've got this going on. But the thing I knew, even then, before coronavirus became the trendy thing, which, hey, listen, I know that it's serious. I get it. I understand it. But at the same time, it was here in January. And nobody noticed it. It was here in December, and nobody noticed it. It wasn't till nobody really started slamming on the brakes, as far as I could tell, until the beginning of this month, March. So January and February were sort of, we've had a lot of people with the coronavirus already here. It's already happened here. But maybe, as I was looking at these pestilence-ridden areas, I was thinking, well, maybe this will show people. But people don't change unless they feel pain sometimes. And all of these little leftist things that they love so much, reusable bags, public transportation, big cities, that has what has, you know, that has led to the spread of COVID-19. And it's worth exactly what we pay for it, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of Hollywood, Jeremy Renner. You know, he plays Hawkeye in the Marvel Universe, and he's been in the Mission Impossible films. He's actually a pretty good actor. I find him believable in a military role, although I find Max Martini more believable. Well, he says the novel coronavirus has landed him in an unexpected financial tight spot, and as a result, he has asked a Los Angeles judge to lower his child support payments, according to the Daily Beast. According to court documents obtained by TMZ and Us Weekly, the Marvel actor has asked to lower payments to his ex-wife, Sonny Pacheco, for their daughter, Ava, from $30,000 per month, which is ridiculous, to something that more closely matches her reasonable needs, which he estimates to amount to $11,201 per month. Which, you know, what's it like to live in California? Is that what it takes to raise a child per month? $10,000? To paraphrase old Bill Clinton, perjuring himself in order to deny a woman claiming job-related sexual harassment her day in court, that depends upon what the meaning of the term reasonable needs is. Now, most of us manage to reasonably raise whole families and pay all living expenses and taxes on a lot less than Renner's low-end estimate. But then again, we're talking about a guy whose reported low-end net worth is reported at $50 million. Not bad for uttering scripted and directed lines with stuntmen and CGI taking over when things get really tough. Then again, it's hard not to wonder if the ex-wife, whose prior claim to fame includes bit parts and B-grade movies, including portraying a character called Splendid Wet T-Shirt Girl, might not be calculatedly milking things for all they're worth. But that's not a very progressive attitude, is it? No, the new demand is that we hashtag believe women. Unless you're Hillary Clinton. And you try to discredit and disparage accusers like Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick using blackmail tactics and terms like bimbo eruptions. Or unless you're a Joe Biden supporter. And now instead of showing the same rabid furor demanding unquestioning support for Christine Blasey Ford, you want everyone to look the other way or try to discredit and destroy the woman now pointing Joe Biden out as the assailant. It's very instructive how many so-called Women's March supporters, without knowing anything about the accuser other than what they've read from the left-wing sources that they frequent, are adamantly opposed to investigating her claims and furious that it's even being brought up. And this, of course, is because they're hypocrites. But let's go back to Renner's former soulmate and assume she's really the injured party. Since he's not someone who can give Democrats more political power, it's what we're supposed to do, right? Her other accusations certainly should raise some eyebrows among the common sense gun safety crowd. In addition to allegations that he bit his 6-year-old daughter, accusations of life-threatening conduct with a gun have been made against Mr. Renner. New court documents revealed that the model and actress is accusing Renner of threatening to kill her and himself. As detailed in the docs, Pacheco maintains that after a night of hard partying last November, including drinking and cocaine use, Renner returned home when he allegedly threatened her with a gun and put the gun in his mouth. He reportedly said at the time that he could not deal with her anymore and he just wanted to be gone. In another instance, Pacheco says a nanny overheard Renner saying he planned to kill her and himself because it was better that Ava had no parents than to have Pacheco as a mother. There's a reason I'm laughing at this stuff, and we'll get to that in just a second. The nanny filed a declaration in Sonny's petition saying Jeremy told her he fired a gun at the ceiling of their house because of you, the nanny. You're the reason I pulled the trigger. Do you think if my blood and brains are all over my bedroom floor, do you think you would be living this lifestyle in this mansion? What's left unsaid is, in these media reports, is if the restraining order, the gun violence restraining order, has been issued demanding Renner surrender any guns that he owns. Fox News reported that Pacheco is asking the court to provide safe conditions for her and their nanny as they prepare to give depositions in the case, and asking the judge to set aside a room at a courthouse where she and her nanny's deposition can take place under more secure circumstances. She notes that people can't bring firearms or weapons into a courthouse. But from gunlaw.com, we get this. Restraining orders based on a claim of actual or threatened violence or harassment prohibit the subject individual from buying, possessing, or receiving firearms. There are criminal penalties for disobeying such court orders, which range up to a felony conviction with 3 years in a state prison plus a $1,000 fine, blah, blah, blah. Finally, under federal law, if a qualified restraining order was obtained by an intimate partner after the order is served, and while it remains in effect, the subject individual is prohibited from possessing, purchasing, or receiving guns or ammunition. Now, we can assume anything, right? Or maybe we shouldn't assume anything. Which is it? Page 6 reported after making her claims, Pacheco never sought a restraining order or never withheld Mr. Renner's 50% custody time. Huh. So it's not known if such an order has been issued against Renner, but what is known is that such allegations would be more than enough for the state of California to enforce their red flag law. And they could do it against someone who's accused of a lot less, and not just by the spouse. So why would you make Renner an example? Isn't he going through enough? Particularly if it turns out the ex is not a delicate victim and brave feminist survivor, but a calculating gold digger out to do him wrong. Well, I'll tell you why they should be doing it. If he warrants it, this is why they should be doing it. Because he and other privileged celebrities came out in full support of the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence collab with the Bloombergs and the Moms Demand Action with something called Demand a Plan. And they got on video and they put out a little PSA, and he rocked out with all kinds of people like Snoop Dogg, who's another gun grabber with a criminal past who settled out of court for luring underage girls with drugs, and who partnered with a producer convicted of falsely imprisoning and assaulting women, and singers, stars that have, and this is the thing, he has guns, apparently. He has guns. I didn't know that. I didn't know that about him. So, these red flag laws that are out there, it, you know, while this is not proceeding the way the law was written, is it? This is a special class out in California. Maybe the reason that he hasn't had a red flag order put against him is because it's a lot more problematic for the average American to defend himself and his rights in a court that would put a flag on them than it is for some virtue-signaling anti-gun, well, except for the ones that he owns, Lucky Star, who has a net worth of $50 million. I begrudge nobody the money they make if they make it legally. I do not. What I can't stand is when they get out there and there's two sets of rules. There's a set of rules for you, and there's a set of rules for me. And the rules for you favor you more. Where the rules for all of us, we should be innocent until proven guilty, except with the red flag law. The gun violence restraining order. The extreme, what do they call it, the ERPO, the extreme restraint, I don't know what that stands for. All of these little red flag picadillos. We will be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.